I don't think they really had a rough call. You know, it's just all about fitting into the right team or getting picked to the right team. But I feel like they're still going to work hard, and some of them put in difficult situations. So hopefully they'll be able to overcome it and, you know, succeed in their career. I really haven't looked into that, but I'm pretty sure I can help out any team that selects me in the draft.
South Dakota State running back Zachary Zinner, table one.
Oh, my health's good. You know, I had a toe, an ankle, and a hamstring, and my hamstring was the worst one, but it's back 100% now.
Did you get hurt in practice?
No, I was in the game. My hamstring was in Mississippi State. Yeah. You know, come from Saban, he, you know, he's been an NFL coach, and he kind of brings it to the University of Alabama. So his style of how he coaches and prepares us, you know, gets us ready for the NFL.
You have the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield really well. Can you talk about your versatility as a running back for the team?
Yeah, I have a good vision, good cutting, you know. Like you said, I can catch the ball out of the backfield. I can split out wide and catch the ball. But, you know, it just depends on how they want to use me in their offense. I mean, that's what we did at Alabama. We ran the zone, so I mean, I fit in pretty good with it.
What percentage
did you
say you were in the Sugar Bowl
health-wise? The Sugar Bowl? Oh, I was about like 60%.
Was that hard for you to?
Yeah, it was really hard. I was limited, so I mean, I wasn't really doing too much.
Okay, did it hurt trying to run with
the guy? Yeah, it hurt pretty bad. I've met with four. Seahawks, Pittsburgh, Jaguars, and Eagles.
Do you have to show NFL teams to show that you're like a first-round talent?
Just my speed, you know, that's the main thing. People have been saying it's my speed, so come Saturday and 40 time, we'll see.
The Ravens are on the zone scheme. Ozzie Newsome has this infatuation with you guys from Alabama.
Yeah. I'm not sure. You know, we have room numbers on here, so I'm not sure which one's his room, so I haven't seen it yet.
Is there a running back that you try to emulate?
I pretty much like Le'Veon Bell's running style, and, you know, I watch his highlights and just look at him a lot.
What have you taken away from the experiences of Richardson, Lacy, and Ingram as you watch them progress
in the game? You know, just being physical. You know, those guys are very physical, and, you know, I chatted up with Eddie sometimes, and he just tell me, you know, just keep working hard, you know, and eventually it'll pay off.
Give me your best DJ Fluker story.
DJ Fluker. Oh, you know, he lives in the same area my freshman year, and he was taking me home. Well, he was coming back. It was going back to Tuscaloosa. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had dozed off. Next thing you know, this fool was all on the side of the road. I hit a little bumping on the other tires on the thing. So, yeah, that was pretty much crazy that I was going to die.
DJ, I wanted to ask you about your upright running style, or I guess what's your just talk about that a little bit?
You know, every running back runs different, you know. Some have upright running style, some don't. But no team has mentioned that to me yet. You know, most teams, you know, using throwing the ball a lot, and they're, you know, picking wide receivers up first and just trying to pick a running back up in the late rounds. But we'll see how it is coming this upcoming draft. Yeah, of course they do. I mean, if without a runner, you can't be one dimensional. You know, you can't just throw the ball all the time. So of course you'll need a running back to run the ball, get the running game going.
Central Michigan, Thomas Rawls, table six.
I feel like we should break it, you know. But you know, it goes on to what the coaches are going to do and the GMs and the owners. So you know, just have to see come today. Huh?
4.9.
realize that this was attainable, that you might be here, that, you know, being an NFL player was a very realistic possibility?
I mean, it was shocking, overwhelming. You know, I'm very humbled, you know, to be here, you know. Thank God for everything that's happening. But, you know, I'm very excited, and just hopefully I get my opportunity to play.